talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Let's talk about weather history, a messy commute predicted in Milwaukee today. Luke, what's it look like over in Madison?
Yeah, Matt. So this morning, about an inch of snowfall overnight, and still you got teams out there working to clear the Beltline and some of the other minor roadways still yet to be cleared. So less than an inch, probably, maybe an inch at most in some places, but still leading to some delayed commute times this morning. So if you're heading out to work, make sure you give yourself a couple extra minutes to get to work because the roads are pretty slick, and there are teams out there working to clear them now.
Good to know. Well, some history being made. History was made just in the last day or so over the weekend down in Arizona. The Arizona Central Committee of the Democratic Party, the equivalent of our administrative committee, unanimously voted to censure Kyrsten Sinema. In 2018, Kyrsten Sinema, when she ran for the Senate and had the full endorsement of the Democratic Party, herself refused to endorse the Democratic nominee for governor against the Republican. She started out as a Green, the Green Party, as a Nader supporter, Ralph Nader, 20 years ago. She does not go to Democratic Party events, but she somehow bamboozled people in the Democratic Party into thinking she's a Democrat. And she was in the legislature, then she got into Congress, then she got into the Senate in 2018. The straw that broke the camel's back, because she still had a lot of support down there because she's a Democratic senator. The straw that broke the camel's back was when she refused to suspend the filibuster for the Voting Rights Act. And what the people down there said, the chair and the vice chair, and remember, this was unanimous in their committee. They said, look, we have a lot of differences of opinion in our party on different issues, and we don't lightly take this this action. But the right to vote, the right to our democracy, the right to have non-gerrymandered legislatures, the right to have the freedom of the vote, to have it counted by honest people, that's at the core of our democracy. That's something that we cannot tolerate somebody opposing. I don't trust Sinema. Sinema then goes, oh, I'm for it, though. It's just that I won't let it come to a vote unless 10 Republicans say that's okay. The 10 Republicans that would say it's okay, remember, up until the 1970s, it would have taken 17 Republicans. It required two-thirds to cut off debate, 67. They got it down to 60 as a concession to some Southern Democrats, senators, who wanted, I'll tell you what, in the early 19th century, it had to be unanimous. They didn't have 100 senators then because they didn't have 50 states, but however many, you know, you had one Rand Paul, one Ted Cruz could just say, stop debate, we're not even going to talk about this, and that's what happened in the early 19th century. Then it got down to 67, but you had to get up on your hind legs and speak. You had to command the floor. You fainted and nobody stood up to take your place, then it got voted on. Sinema does not know the history of this, and the history of it is racial going back 200 years, because the South used it throughout the 19th century up to the Civil War in stopping any discussion about slavery. And then in the 20th century, up until not too long ago, stopping any discussion about civil rights and any discussion about voting and that kind of thing. So Sinema absolutely knows no history. She's full of herself. And she is really not only partyless, but stateless. Her ego is her constitution. Her handkerchief is her flag. She doesn't care about anything. She's flying a flag of convenience when she sails under the Democratic Party flag. She just picked it, and that's what she did. She couldn't have gotten nominated in the Republican Party because she's personally weirder than the $3 bill. But so she gets in our party. She's a Ralph Nader Green. Everybody holds their nose, and she goes, "Oh, I'm a Dem. I'm a Dem. Oh, really? You're a Dem." Well, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. The chair of the party and the vice chair were asked, and they said they did not see how she could possibly be endorsed for re-election by the Arizona Democratic Party. One of the problems is that in a lot of these states, anybody can simply run as a Democrat or Republican. You don't need the permission of the party. Now, when you do that, if the party doesn't like you, if it endorses against you, usually that's the kiss of death. But with her, Arizona is a fairly libertarian state. It's a very new state. Obviously, Hawaii and Alaska are the newest states, 59 and 60. But Arizona didn't become a state till 1912. I have an old photograph of my grandfather when he was young traveling in Arizona in something like 1905. And I'm thinking, hey, Grandpa, and I never met him. He passed away before I was born. But my grandpa was down there before it was even a state. They're a little insecure. They elected Barry Goldwater to the Senate in 1964. He ran for president and got creamed. He was a weird one, too. He's the one who said, now remember, this is the height of the Cold War. We just had the Cuban Missile Crisis. We're on nuclear alert. Everybody is talking about fallout shelters, that kind of thing. And this idiot from Arizona is running for the presidency. And he was joking, he thought. And he says into a microphone, I'd like to lob an H-bomb into the men's room of the Kremlin. Now, that is as stupid and irresponsible a thing as you can imagine. That apparently played well with his constituents. In any event, that is the background, a very, very deep background, in a new state, Arizona, relatively new, early 20th century, became a state. So they elect people like Sinema. They go, weren't you a Green? Weren't you for Ralph Nader? Didn't you basically stab Al Gore and gave us George W. Bush for 8 years? I didn't know what I was doing. I'm a Democrat. Oh, you're okay. They fell for it. She ran, and she didn't make it on her own. They went out, the Arizona Democratic Party, in 100-degree or worse heat in the summer 2018, went door-to-door for around the state and got her in, and she immediately stabs them. I'm not going to suspend the filibuster for anything. I want 10 good Republicans. There aren't 10 good Republicans. That's the problem. If this were the old days where you had people who were somewhat moderate, who cared about the country over their party, sure, that's great. But you have Ted Cruz, you have Josh Hawley, you have little Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio. You have this kind of person, Rand Paul. You don't have 10 good ones. In fact, you don't have any good ones. Why do I say that? Because not a single one of them voted to lift the filibuster to at least let debate and vote go forward on voting rights. Not a single one. They're standing by and watching our democracy get whittled away, whittling down the number of people who are going to be able to vote, whittling down, taking away absentee ballots, taking away drop boxes, taking away sufficient voting machines, so that you're going to have eight-hour lines again. They had eight-hour lines in Austin, Texas. They had them in Atlanta, Georgia. Eight-hour lines. Now, who can stand in line for 8 hours? First of all, physically, who can do it? And especially in Georgia, since it's now a crime to offer a guy a glass of water if he's standing in line. Offer a pregnant woman a glass of water standing in line, you commit a criminal offense. You know, should that be overturned on appeal? Sure. Who wants to test it? Who wants to hire a lawyer? Who wants to chew up their time? If you have young kids, how do you stand for 8 hours? What, do you hire a babysitter for 8 hours? Are you kidding me? What if you work second shift and you try to get a vote in quick before you have to go to work? You're going to stand there for 8 hours? What if you have any job? You know, and if you're a retiree, you want to vote absentee, you're not going to be able to do that. This is what's going on. This is what's going on. And Kirsten Sinema says that's fine. I'll tell you something. I don't believe that Kirsten Sinema does believe in voting rights. I don't think she supports it. She claims she does. So she can go, oh, it's just a procedural thing. Just a procedural thing. Well, it's not just a procedural thing. If you cared about voting rights in our democracy, you would vote to suspend the filibuster for this one case. When Moscow Mitch did it, whenever he wanted, especially Supreme Court appointments, cabinet appointments, who told him to do that? And these restrictive voting things were not put in bipartisan. They were put in unanimously only by gerrymandered Republicans. So why should we expect 10 of them to hop over to our side? We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. Kirsten Sinema Century. Backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.